Sawyer's not here, is he?
He is not.
Dummy. Next up.
Putting people up, not putting people down, Claire.
So we can put him down.
No. Mary Beth is right. Sawyer, I called you a dummy in a loving way. Next up, we have another member of Space Happens. Just so you know, everybody from Space Happens who's coming up on stage tonight is an actor, writer, and producer of the series. You're seeing people who are so involved in it. It's amazing. Next up, we have Mel Fox. This is actually my first time doing, like, casual public speaking. I've done professional stuff before. Like, I've trained a room of, like, 60 to 100 people on a program, and then all of them forget it the next day, and then they call me for support. Who else works in tech support? Anybody? Anybody? No? Fucking fake. No, I'm just But, I mean, that was a while ago. But I'm still bitter. So, my topic tonight was actually inspired by something that happened pretty recently. It actually involves Sawyer. I was hoping to be able to call him out, but, you know, of course. I know, right? He doesn't show up, whatever. So, did anybody else here go to Geek Show? Yeah! Awesome. Aaron, you hosted.
Did Good something job. Bad happen?
No, well, not bad.
Oh, no.
It just caused a realization. So, before the show, I was standing in line waiting to get into the theater, and Sawyer was walking around with a list, and I'm like, I wonder what he's doing. He's kind of just approaching everybody and writing down names, and I'm like, he's avoiding me. I don't understand why he's avoiding me. So I'm like, Sawyer, what are you doing? Why aren't you talking to me? Like, why? What's all these names? He said, oh, you know, I'm writing down names of people who can play games during the show. I said, all right, sweet. I mean, put me down. You know, I like games. I'm making a fool of myself, obviously. and he said, we're trying to get some unknowns on stage, so we can't really use you, but I can put you down as backup. I'm like, oh. So you know, I'm standing here saying, I'm really torn between being very upset that I can't play games, because I like playing games, and being really impressed because I felt like a popular kid for once. And, you know, it was mind-blowing. Like, teenager me would be like, what? Does not compute. So, I feel kind of famous now. Like, people know who I am. Like, I'm on the internet. So, you know, my name is places. People know who I am. So, you know, I'm standing here thinking, I'm embarking on an amazing journey with some of my best friends on this ridiculous adventure that is going to be incredibly creative and incredibly nerdy. Woo-hoo! Yeah, right? Really excited about it. So, you know, I've been thinking about it a lot. Ever since that day, I've just been thinking about the fact that people kind of know me. So, what if... Stay with me here. What if I actually get kind of famous? Like, what if I get so famous, people talk about me? What would they say? What would tabloids pay people to say about me? That's what I've been thinking about. So, I mean, let's be real. If someone offered you $500 to give up a piece of ridiculous information about me, you'd say yes, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
So.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. I'm about to talk about you.
No.
but look, if you're feeling conflicted about talking about me, just give me a call. I'll give you something to talk about, and then we'll split the cash.
Yes.
All right?
Like a murder Spider-Man kind of thing.
I was kind of thinking about Sherlock, too. The way he was like, oh, you should have accepted this bribe from Micro. Yay, thanks. Okay, but out of the goodness of my heart, I'm going to give you a few fun facts about me. So if they call, you can just tell them all the shit I've told you tonight. I have a brother. He's here tonight. There he is. Hi, Scott. Welcome. If you approach him, he has many fun stories about me. But I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. Ask for money in advance. We're going to talk about this. Honestly, primarily all the stories are about times when he's antagonized me and how I reacted to said antagonizing. My favorite story that he likes to tell was the time he convinced me that being a human being was a bad thing. I was 1 year old, all right? I didn't know the word. He brought it up and I was crying, screaming about it, and then I went to my mom and said, he called me a human being. She's like, but honey, you are a human being. I'm like, no! I was very betrayed until she explained it. More fun facts. My very first crush in life was Matthew Broderick in Inspector Gadget. I thought he was so cute. I don't know. My second crush was on Alan Rickman's voice. Yeah. Thank you. It was actually the first time I saw him was in Dogma. And it was the instant at the end of the movie where he walks around Alanis Morissette, puts his hand right here, and she's impregnated. And I'm like, what? Boom, pregnant. What the fuck was that? It was a moment where I'm like, that can happen? I figured it out later, but it was just a moment where I was like, that's makes me feel weird. And of course, you know, voice obsession with Alan Rickman leads me to Snape. Anybody like that? No. All right. But, you know, internet being a weird place is... It is. That actually led me to the first time I wrote fan fiction. Yes, I've written fan fiction, and no, you can't read it. And we're not going to talk about that. Also, I have a bad habit of sexually harassing my friends. like just kind of lightly hitting on them, you know, and they seem to accept it well enough. If it's badly received, I don't do it again. But like, alright, there's a lot of people in here that know me. Show of hands, who have I hit on in this room? 1, 2, 3, 4. Alright, there's a couple.
Still waiting.
Soon. I've been drinking. It'll get better.
Sweet.
Also, you know you're really special if you get a butt grab from me. Just throwing it out there. So, the moral of the story is, if you see me in the tabloids, and it's some kind of ridiculous intrigue of, ooh, she's hitting on this person, it's probably just me being weird with my friends. So, you know, those are some fun facts about me. I'm really looking forward to you guys seeing Space Happens. This is actually the first thing I've ever acted in. So that's going to be... Yay! Yay! Thank you!
Space Happens!
We're going to make it happen! I'm super excited for you guys to see this. I can't thank you all enough for being so supportive. We have a packed room, and I'm feeling it! So thank you, everyone!
Thanks, Mel. How fun, you guys. How fun!
Sounds genuine.
I'm not as genuine as Eric Gardeau. I'm sorry.